Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Spring is in the air, and that means it's time to refresh your wardrobe with the season's hottest trends at the Black Sheep Boutique. Don't blend in this spring. Stand out with the Black Sheep Boutique, with two locations to serve you in Tupelo or Saltillo, or online at theblacksheepboutiquetupelo.com.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey, folks, time for another In a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar. Always grateful you are tuning in from whatever part of Mississippi you're from or around the globe. I love it. Reminding you that my pals at Superior Catfish, homegrown right here in Mississippi. Where else? Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. And, of course, there are so many rock star things to do, and we can say that. We are the birthplace of America's music and rock and roll. You know what I'm talking about? Go to visitmississippi.org. Check it out to find out a whole lot more. For anyone who feels the power of music to soothe, challenge, and unite like I do, this exhibition is a must-see. For those interested in Mississippi's history and Meridian's rich musical history, which is on fire, by the way, with a lot of new acts and new songwriters, a lot going on there. Well, this exhibit's a revelation. For guitarists like me, it offers an up-close look at historic rarities and recent experiments. This exhibit is like a candy store for me, I'm telling you. It's like art on the walls, and my house is a lot of my guitars that are retired are graced up there. A lot of memories for me. So I've got my own museum here. Nothing like the Max in Meridian, Mississippi. Today's guest is brand shiny new president of the Max, Mississippi Arts and Entertainment Experience in Meridian. I felt like it would be a good time to talk about all this going on there and celebrating one of our fantastic museums in our Mississippi, and also throw a little light on a show that I'm going to be doing there. And looking forward to it with my dear friend, Chef David Cruz, on February 22nd. That's coming up. As I'm hearing, the new president and CEO of the Max started December of 2023. So she's just getting her desk situated. She is a Mississippi native, boomeranged and helped to open the Mississippi State University Riley Center in Meridian in 2006. So she's been coming and going, but she's back. So let's get to it right now with the new prez of the Max in Meridian, Penny Kemp. Hello, Penny.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you. I know folks cannot see what we're seeing, but you know, sometimes you can see it through the radio.
That's right. That's right. And I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here. All right. Before we jump into what's going on, because I want to celebrate the Max, you know, this is where we recorded One Mississippi, which became our new state song. And nobody ever recorded in the governor's studio. So the Max has obviously going to have a very special place in my mind and musical career, you know, that we were able to make that record there. And so it means the world to me. Also, the museum is spectacular. Town Meridian is spectacular. Didn't get to spend a lot of time growing up going there, but, I think I've made it up as the years have progressed. Take me back. First of all, I want to get to know you, and I want our listeners to get to know you. We're talking arts. It's what you do. It's what Mississippi really is. So mm-hmm. Take me back to your growing up, your journey to where you are now.
Sure. So I grew up in Meridian. I'm a product of Meridian Public Schools. Went to Meridian High School, went to Mississippi State University. Growing up here, I remember going to the Jimmy Rogers, festival as a kid with my dad. He happened to be mayor when I was in high school and college, so I didn't get away with much with the last name Kemp. But I grew up going to the festival, and music is, you know, so core and central to Mississippi and also to Meridian. I mean, it's a big part of our heritage. Went off to school at Mississippi State, worked in the advertising, industry for folks like Goblin Group, have done some work with Ramey and, others, and then moved around the Southeast. But more and more the experience that I got working with arts organizations or, cultural attractions, tourism, Ritz-Carlton Hotel was one of my early accounts. I was drawn to that world. And so, I was thrilled to come back to Meridian in 2005 to help open the MSU Riley Center in downtown Meridian. It's a fabulous performing arts center. If folks have not been, they are missing a real treat. Amazing historic theater, has some phenomenal acts, as does the temple. You know, we've got two historic theaters right next to each other. And so I came back and helped open the Riley Center in 06 and, bounced back out of the state in 2010. Tennessee called, and, I did some work up in East Tennessee before coming back here again to Mississippi for my second and final boomerang, in 2020. So now I'm back here at the Max. Thrilled to be here to promote all of Mississippi's creative story and how we showcase it here in this phenomenal museum.
What did you do in Tennessee, if you don't mind me asking?
I worked for a strategic marketing communications firm that specialized in sustainability. So we did a lot of work in environmental sustainability and other things, but it was a lot of community partnership work, if that makes sense. So. Well,
was the arts involved in that when you dealt with anything like that, or not as much?
Not as much. And to tell you the truth, I missed it. I missed being in that arts focus. I mean, even when I went to work in advertising early days, Winston, don't tell anybody, cigarettes was one of my accounts, and we did a 16 city blues tour. And that was I loved it. It was fantastic.
Sure.
So I got the bug early, you know, with that, and then Ritz-Carlton and working on tourism and hospitality. So, I miss the arts piece. What I did get in Knoxville was the whole community relations piece and doing work, with the local government and downtown Knoxville, and, did some projects with even the Mississippi Museum of Art, as a contractor, in the last several years.
Since you built, it's funny, I talk about this in really important time in Mississippi when we started to take back the music and claim it, right? And
that's
you're
right.
Talking 2006. So the Riley Center was definitely a part of this celebration that allows us to have opportunities to celebrate the arts and make a big old economic impact on your market. You're talking the Max Entertainment. You're talking the okay, so you're talking the Max, you're talking the Riley, and you're talking the Temple in one town.
That's right.
That's a lot of opportunity for celebrating art. Right?
That's right. Well, and then you got to consider you've got the Jimmy Rogers Museum, Rogers Festival. Yeah.
That's right. Well, and I played the Jimmy Rogers Festival, and I understand the power of Jimmy Rogers. You know, it's he is the father of country music. To be in a state with the father of rock and roll, the king of the blues, the king of rock and roll, and the father of country music. It's pretty crazy, right? In
That's
one state,
right.
One small little consolidated area of the world and
That's
how
right.
it impacted. And I love it. You have to be able to tell that story. But I think it probably was around 2000, wasn't it, a little before. I think when Haley Barbour started doing his thing. And then even Governor Musgrove gave me my day in Mississippi right before that. But I remember being in a lot of writing rooms with it, and I'm a broken record right now because a lot of my Texas friends who were superior songwriters would always superior catfish. What are we talking about? No, superior songwriters. And they would always, just boast. I mean, you know, they wore their Texas on every inch of their body and in their, we never have to leave the state lines. Our state, you know, our musical history keeps us working within the confines of the Texas state lines, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, you guys are second. We haven't celebrated it like we need to yet, but that's when we started to. And Right. Now, you know, and claiming the birthplace of America's music, little taglines like that, all these things along the way, as you and I have seen the last 25 years develop, it's really shaped up for everything that where you are right now, where I am right now, getting to be the music and culture ambassador. I mean, that, what is that? You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't even a thought. In the late 90s, right? In the early 2000s. So let's take a quick break right now. And I want to start. I'm glad we got to know you. And I'm glad we've talked about nothing that's going on yet, because that's what happens in this show. I apologize. We are with Penny Kemp, new president and CEO of the Max Museum in Meridian, Mississippi. I'm going to be there with Chef David Cruz on February 22nd. And we'll talk about how you guys can come see us. I'm going to do a storytelling night, the history behind a lot of my songs there as well. And Chef David Cruz, if he's got knife and hot concrete and a skillet, there's no one better. But before we go, I want to thank my pals at Superior Catfish, superiorcatfish.com, and visit mississippi.org. That's what we're celebrating today. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, Steve Azar here, and like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches, or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation, 601-864-3752.
If you're about to start a project or remodel with wood, you need to think Miller Lumber in Richland. Since 1953, we've built a solid reputation of supplying quality wood at a lower price, like Western Red Cedar and Cypress Lumber, as well as a wide variety of patterns in pine, cedar, and cypress. Shop Miller Lumber for the best price new pine flooring and treated lumber in town. Miller Lumber, 551 Old Highway 49 South in Richland. Visit MillerLumberSales.com, 601-936-7099.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
If you don't see the rock, you better keep on rolling.
Can't find time to make an appointment for an oil change? Rapid Oil Change offers no appointment needed services. Drive in and save big. We offer spacious waiting areas and complete most routine maintenance in 15 minutes or less. Stop by today and see why we've been Mississippi's fast service leader for over 37 years.
Rapid Oil Change, where you should be going. If you don't see the rock, you better keep on rolling.
Ace Bolt and Screw wants to help streamline your business and boost profits in 2024. Discover vendor-managed inventory and product tracing online at acebolt.net. Ace Bolt and Screw offers barcode scanning for inventory, inventory management, and detailed usage reports to help increase efficiency and accountability. Give your business the edge with vendor-managed inventory and product tracing from Ace Bolt and Screw online at acebolt.net.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Heading into a second segment of In a Mississippi Minute, there's catfish and there's Superior Catfish. Please go to superiorcatfish.com. Good way to celebrate Mississippi when it comes to our cuisine. Nothing better. And visit Mississippi.org. We are talking all things the Max Museum with the new president and CEO. She's been in the new hot seat for about a little over a month. So I think she looks, as I can tell, Penny Kemp is looking pretty comfortable in that new role. And so, Penny, let's talk about everything that's going on there. I mean, I was recently there celebrating with Sarah Frances Hardy our One Mississippi Children's Book, and that was a wonderful day. It was actually the first event that we did to celebrate the book, and after that, things have really gone crazy. We've been so blessed, but once again, what a perfect place where we recorded the song, where we the first time to have the book signing and sing with all the kids there. I mean, it sort of opened the door. I mean, we've been rolling around the state ever since, so. You know, it's pretty cool that it's all started there at the Max Museum. Tell me what's going on.
So we have a guitar exhibit that is going to open here on Saturday, February 10th. And we are super excited about it because, as you said, where else to host a traveling guitar exhibit than the birthplace of rock and roll, country, and blues, right? So, I mean, that the evolution of the guitar is innate in all of those stories, you know, from blues to rock to country. It all started here. We are the birthplace, so it only makes sense that we would host this guitar exhibit. There's going to be 40 unique instruments, some video panels, a whole lot of information about the history of the guitar, Mississippi's contribution to music and the evolution. We've pulled in some local components or some local stories. So, for instance, Meridian is the birthplace of PV Electronics. Hartley PV revolutionized the way guitars were made. And that's a story that some people know, but a lot of people still don't know.
Right there on the wall. You see one of them right there?
That's right.
We had truckloads of TV gear when we were growing up as kids. So, I mean, when I say truckloads, I'm talking to at least a 28-foot and another 20-foot of nothing but PV. I mean, we were all in. And my Mississippi Delta Blues amp, it's my favorite amp in the world. And it's unfortunately, it's underneath our popcorn machine in a red road case right now because my wife thinks the road case is furniture. So anyway, all right, but gotcha. I need to get it out of there. But no, keep going, because I get excited when I hear PV, because, you know, I'm a believer in everything that has been accomplished there.
I heard someone describe him as the Steve Jobs of music.
Sure.
And that's a pretty good, you know, I mean, guitars were handmade up until that point in the mid-70s. And he was the guy who said, wait, we can mass produce these and we can make some modifications and use CNC and, you know, computerized technology. I mean, he did it. He revolutionized the way they're made. And so we're going to have his prototype from the 70s where he identified the changes that could be made to produce the guitar differently. We're going to have some new modern day guitars of his, including the one that was created for Eddie Van Halen. We're going to have one of his old retro amps. We're also doing some cool things like involving Lee Harper, who is originally from Meridian, but an artist in Oxford who does miniatures. She and Bill Stieber, who is a blues photographer, he documented the inside of Junior Kimbrough's place. And she has created a miniature of that. And if you've not seen these little dioramas that she created, it's like you're in it. It's like you are back in Junior's place. And, you know, people also, that's a great story, right? I mean, the Rolling Stones and Bono from U2 came to Junior's place because he had such a significant influence on music, and his place was so like a hotbed of creativity. And so she's brought it to life in this miniature. She's going to bring
when,
that.
When you say miniature, how big is the miniature?
Oh gosh, it's like I'm like 20 inches, or it's like,
yeah, so it's a miniature.
3 feet. I mean, it's I'm don't quote me on those dimensions. My curator's blowing his mind right now, like that's not exactly right.
It's a cool
story. So she's going to have it here from February 15th to March 15th and do a talk, and we can hear about that whole creative process. And then we're going to have you here with David Cruz on February 22nd. So we've scheduled a whole lot of events, whether you want to come hear live music or you want to hear a demo of how to build a guitar. Tim Litchfield is going to come and demo that. He worked for Peavey's for years. We have a lot of different activities, things for kids. We're even doing a family escape room, the case of the missing guitar. So there will be events that will take place from February 10th to May 11th, all while this guitar exhibit is here.
It's going on.
Yeah, right. You see the guitars, learn all about the evolution, learn about Mississippi's contribution, and then participate in these different events.
All right, Penny, how many guitars are going to be in the exhibit?
There are going to be 40 guitars in the exhibit, but keep in mind, we have, the Max has 6 guitars of our own. So we've got B.B. King's Lucille.
Sure.
We've got the actual guitar that Charlie Pride plays.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, so Bo Diddley, Muddy Waters. We have examples of several other guitars, John Lee Hooker, that people want to come check out that are limited edition, or they belong to the artist and were actually used by them. So we want them to come check those out. That's part of our permanent collection that people don't maybe even realize that we have. And then we'll have some of the Peavey guitars as well.
You know, when I show up, there's a good chance if you aren't looking, there'll be less guitars on the wall.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, if Marty Stewart was here, he'd have one of those for his museum. I know what would happen. He'd talk you guys into it. All right. Let me ask you this. Okay. So Bo Diddley's rectangular red Gretsch, the G6138. I remember it very well. Charlie Pride's Airline Harmony acoustic Parlor guitar. I mean, think about the harmony. I mean, that's what basically, you know, back in the day, you get a Harmony at Sears when you were growing up or wherever. But Harmony was a great brand. It's a guitar that I learned on, actually, classical Harmony. But I remember that with Charlie. God rest his soul. I miss him. Jimmy Buffett's Martin, his little Marlin.
Yep. Which they named Little Marlin.
Little Marlin. After him, right. You got Lucille, the ES355. I've got one of those. Is that hanging on that one? No, it's inside in the other room. You got John Lee Hooker's Wine Red Gibson SJ200 and Muddy Waters Gretsch Chromatic.
That's right.
Gretsch Synchromatic. That was insane. Is that crazy?
Right.
Crazy, those guitars hanging there. And then you're going to have all these. So where is this going to happen? Like, in my mind, I see the Max. I see outside where you can perform. I see inside where you could play in the big room. Where is everything?
Sure. So when you walk in the front doors, the glass doors, you walk straight in and you see our Hall of Fame, which is the 2-story Hall of Fame, features 33 artists and growing. It's to the right of the Hall of Fame is where you will find the National Guitar Exhibit with the 40 guitars that they're bringing here for us. But then you can't stop there. You have to go upstairs. A lot of people come in and they see our Hall of Fame because it's so beautiful and they think that's it. And we're like, man, that's the tip of the iceberg. You have no idea. So you go upstairs and you go behind the glass doors and you see all of these videos and interactive displays. You hear people like Matt McAnally and Marty Stewart and other fabulous musicians like yourself tell us about Mississippi's heritage, music heritage. And there you will find those 6 guitars we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Part of our permanent collection, as well as the PV display, as well as Lee Harper's miniature, et cetera. So there's just, you know, and if folks haven't been, when you go into that space, you're blown away by the videos and the explanation of Mississippi's creative legacy. But you also do things like take a virtual boat ride. across the Mississippi, and you are in a juke joint, or you go to church, or you walk next door and it feels like you're in grandma's kitchen. And so you get the whole culinary story. So it is a real experiential. All your senses are engaged. It's a phenomenal experience upstairs.
Wow. Wow. All right. Let's take a quick break. We are with the president and CEO of the Max in Meridian. What a museum it is. I can't wait to be there February 22nd. I talked to Chef David Cruz and asked him what he's cooking, and he won't quite tell me yet, but I'll find out. I will find out. And if you're listening, Chef, you know what I'll find out. So this is exciting for us to be there. I can't wait to just share the story behind my songs. I love doing that. I love playing with my band. It's always feels like I'm at church, but it's another level of just when we have a nice intimate crowd and I get to tell the stories behind what the heck I was thinking or not thinking. A lot of times I shouldn't have been thinking about anything. I think the good Lord just blessed me, and I know that. So songs wrote themselves. Those are the best ones. Speaking of anything that's the best one or two or three, put three pieces of Superior Catfish on your plate. SuperiorCatfish.com is made and produced in Macon, Mississippi. Come on. Visit Mississippi.org. So many wonderful ways to celebrate our state. We're talking the museum right now with Penny Kemp at the Max in Meridian, and that says it all. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, mostly cloudy, high near 68. Tonight, a slight chance of rain, cloudy skies, low around 57. Your finally Friday, a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 73. And a look to Saturday, a 60% chance of rain, cloudy skies, high near 72.
This weather forecast has been brought to you by our friends at RJ's Outboard Sales and Service at 1208 Old Fannin Road. RJ's Outboard Sales and Service, your Yamaha outboard dealer in Brandon.
Quality vehicles, affordable prices, Pinnacle Motors. Hunting season is here, so let Steve Owen and the friendly staff get that truck or trailer, along with that edge shed, ready for your hunting camp so you can haul that big game back into town. We still have that full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs, along with trailers on site or available for order. And don't forget those edge sheds for your backyard or hunting camps. Come see us at the corner of Highway 471 at Baker Lane and Vine Street in Brandon, or online at PinnacleMotorsLLC.com. That's PinnacleMotorsLLC.com.
It's been said that time waits for no one, but that's not completely true. Hi, I'm Cameron Albright. Since 1920, our family has been privileged to serve as Mississippi's foremost diamond merchant. For decades, generations have trusted Albrightons for engagement rings, anniversaries, and those special events in life. Time has certainly changed our world. The internet, smartphones, and social media have revolutionized how we research, communicate, and even shop. At Albrightons, we've grown with you. At Albrightons.com, you can search, shop, and find the latest in fine jewelry. But for those who prefer the personal experience, you can now shop the all-new Albrightons at 4460 Old Canton Road in Northeast Jackson. With new displays and the latest designer jewelry, we're located across from our old home in Highland Village. Still the same Albrightons service you'd expect, but now bigger and better. You've waited for us, now we're ready for you. Come see what's new. Albrightons, 4460 Old Canton Road in Jackson.
At Albrightons, Albrightons Jewelers.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-738-9900. That's 800-738-9900. 800-738-9900.
I'm Caleb Sailors, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. Officials in Clay County are asking the public to help law enforcement spot a man wanted on multiple charges. Officers are looking for 42-year-old Matthew Kinsey, who is wanted on two aggravated assault charges and one malicious mischief charge. No other information surrounding the case has been released. Those with information about the suspect are asked to contact the Clay County Sheriff's Office. The trial for a former Madison County engineer who was facing federal bribery and wire fraud charges has been pushed back once again. Rudy Warnock is scheduled to stand before a judge on April 1st. Warnock has been charged with bribery and wire fraud that allegedly occurred during his time at Kent Municipal Utilities after he was fired by Madison County. He was indicted by a federal grand jury in December of 2021 for conspiracy to commit bribery and wire fraud. The case against Warnock has been continued 7 times.
Are you a business owner looking for help with HR benefits and payroll? MWG Employer Services offers a wide range of services and can create a custom plan that fits your needs and budget.
I was so overwhelmed with HR stuff. MWG Employer Services took all the stress out of it and even set up my payroll. I couldn't be happier.
MWG Employer Services is here to help you succeed. Call us today at 601-206-7966 or go to MWGEmployerServices.com.
Philip M's, named for the great Choctaw tribal chief, Philip Martin is considered the best fine dining in the South. In addition to their award-winning wine selection, Philip M's offers everything from steaks and fresh seafood to extraordinary decadent desserts. Philip M's open Wednesday through Sunday. Book your table now at OpenTable.com and experience the best dining in the South. Philip M's, exclusively at the Silver Star at the Pearl River Resort.
In a world full of noise,
the latest news.
Finding information that matters to you can be overwhelming. That's why Super Talk is here.
Here we go.
To filter through the noise, to cut through the clutter, to deliver real information and discuss how it affects you. You'll know what's important and why it matters when you listen to Super Talk Mississippi. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I got me a brand new car, waiting in the driveway, shining like a bright new star. I've been wishing on it every day.
Steve Azar here. Hello, everybody. Welcome into the weekend as we go. If you've taken off Friday, then you don't have to be yourself till Monday. I give you the right. And if you are, if it's, I don't know if this interview is going to air Thursday or Friday. So, you don't have to be yourself till Monday. I'm giving everybody the right. Go to Pearl River Resort, my friends up there, and you'll see I don't have to be middle Monday everywhere. I love those guys up there. They mean the world to me. And I've been, really blessed to be their brand ambassador the last handful of years or few years. And shout out to them and Dancing Rabbit, which I'm ready to go play. Also, my friends at Superior Catfish, I appreciate them keeping me on the air, part of the team. Thank you, guys. SuperiorCatfish.com. Check it out. And visit Mississippi.org is what we're talking about today at the Max Museum with the president and CEO, Penny Kemp. She's back. Her dad was the mayor back in the day, so she had to be on her somewhat best behavior. He didn't want to get a call and say that you were the one in trouble growing up. You could not be. You know, that's kind of a tough spot to be a kid. Growing up.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah, like I said, last name Kemp in a small town, you know.
Yeah, I get it. No matter, I'm not even talk about my troubles growing up. There's a few things that when if I can make it to the pearly gates, there are going to be a lot of question marks when the good Lord goes, hey, Steve, you remember I said, oh, I was hoping that you had a really incredible sense of humor. Anyway, all right, let's dig in a little deeper. First of all, with our show or any show, how do people get involved? Is it members only? Are there tickets for sale? Is it free to the public? What's going on?
Okay, so First, you want to go to msarts.org, msarts.org. And there you can find information about the guitar exhibit. In fact, we've got a msarts.org/guitar. If you want to just key that in, you'll find out all the information about the guitar exhibit. Entry into the museum and the guitar exhibit is just one price. So you don't have to worry about that. You're not paying any extra to see the guitar exhibit. You get into everything. If you are a member of the MAX, you get in free anytime, year round. So what we tell folks is, like, look, if you plan on coming once or twice a year, or if you come to, you know, one or two events, a membership pays for itself. They start at $50 and go up from there. But all of these events are open to the public. Some of them are ticketed and have a price. For instance, February 22nd, when you will be performing and David Cruz will be feeding us some fantastic food, people, if they want to come to that event, they need to go to msarts.org and purchase their tickets to that. And if you're a member, you get a discount on entry. So if you come to one or two events a year, or you come to the museum once a year, it more than and pays for itself.
Yeah, can you get to go see the guitar exhibit if you come to our thing?
Absolutely.
You get to wander around?
Absolutely. In fact, that's what we want you to do. And if you're a member, in fact, you get to come to a pre-event meet and greet with you and David. Buy your tickets, come to the event, see the guitar exhibit, explore all of the exhibits, the interactives upstairs, see our permanent collection of guitars, enjoy some great food. Some great music, some great storytelling. No one leaves here disappointed. That is what I will tell you.
I got to tell you something real quick. When I do shows, well, let me tell you what's happening in Mississippi. Ever since I started doing this, I'm in my seventh year doing this radio show. I think people forget that I actually have made music for a living. But I swear, no matter where I'm at now, if I'm in an elevator in Oxford, if I'm down in Starkville, if I'm on the Gulf Coast, if I'm at the grocery store, no matter what happened yesterday at Walgreens, the guy rolls his window down in a Mississippi minute. So, I mean, that's all they think about now. And I have to remind people, it's almost like I want to go, okay, I'm going to host in a Mississippi minute live from the MAX. Let's just say we're going to do that on the 22nd. I think the crowd will be bigger. It's so funny.
Gotcha.
I said, people don't need to hear me talk any more than I'm talking for 1 hour a day, twice a week. So that's enough for everybody to hear that. But don't forget, folks, I do play music for a living, and I love doing it. And I've been blessed, and I'm very grateful that I get to do it. And I'm grateful that I get to do this show and interview folks like you, Penny, that everybody's got a fascinating story. You've got one, and I know we're not getting to spend as much time on your story because I know we could, but you've got a job to do, and you're doing a great job at it. Let's start talking about, let's see, more live music and special. Okay, I'm reading as we go. February 9th, members opening reception, so members only, right?
That's right. If you're a member of the MAX, we invite you to come in, see the exhibit before it opens up to the general public. Adam McPhail, Hattiesburg talent, amazing guitarist. He's open for folks like Tim McGraw, played with B.B. King, C.C. Winans, et cetera.
Great guitar player.
He's based out of Nashville now, but a Mississippi homegrown talent. He's going to be here for the members opening reception. And then the next day, on the 10th, Saturday the 10th, he's going to do the Art of Blues and Rock and Roll Guitar Workshop. So that'll be a fascinating experience to hear him talk about the guitar, the evolution. He'll probably play a little bit, talk a little bit. It'll be, you know, what we like to call edutainment, a little entertainment and a little education at the same time. And then we have other blues concerts March 8th. Ben Strings and Par from Perfect. I have to work hard to say that.
That is
and Super Par Chicken.
Par from Perfect.
That's right.
I mean, that's thinking it right there. I mean, that's if you have to say that 42 times in a row, you won't make it.
That's right.
Then you said you had who else?
Super Chicken. Super Chicken is coming
in. I love Super
May.
Chicken.
Yeah, there you go. And in between there, we'll have a guitar build demo by Timothy Litchfield. He is he makes custom-made guitars. He worked for Peavey's for years. He's another one of those, you know, advocates, proponents for our state and our arts and culture. That'll be an awesome event. Friday, April 26th, we'll have a escape room. So we invite families to come in, the case of the missing guitar. So there's lots of different things for people to take advantage of in addition to seeing the exhibit, both the guitar exhibit and all of our interactives.
I love asking this question for people that spend their life, especially or parts of their career, like you've done a lot of your life, but now you're back with the arts. Why in Mississippi is it imperative that we celebrate everything that you're talking about, like at the Max?
I'm going to try and quote a little bit of Marty Stewart here, because it's a living legacy. This creative story that we're telling is not over. I mean, people like you and others that are going to be here in the next several months are part of that living legacy. And so telling that story inspires people. It motivates them. It makes them proud of where they are from. And it also makes them realize, hey, you can do it too. Mm-hmm. So that's really what this is all about. I mean, I view our mission as being twofold. It's to tell the story of Mississippi's creative legacy, and it's to inspire others towards creative pursuits, and then primarily youth, but it's really all human beings. We creativity and all.
Think about Kingfish is a perfect example of a kid that goes into the Delta Blues Museum in Clarksdale at a camp, right?
Right.
And that's when it happens. And I got chills thinking about it and then you see him on the cover of Guitar Magazine. So, I mean, you're not talking about if there's no opportunity to nurture that, and with all of these great programs that are offered, then if you don't put it in front of them, then you never got a shot.
That's right.
And he happens to go to that camp, and the whole world of music changes through him, through that one particular camp.
And that's right.
That's just amazing to me. I just think that that's what it's all about. All right. And what else? Let's take a quick break, Penny. We are with Penny Kemp, president and CEO of the Max Museum. Shout out to my man, Marty Gamlin. I just got to do it. I love him with all my heart. He's one of the greatest music men in the history of music. I always say this. I tell him my greatest regret in the business is I didn't get to spend time working with him. Like either as a publisher or a manager or whatever. He was that respected. And as I got to know him when I moved back to Mississippi, it's been a blessing, I can tell you. We'll be right back. Superior Catfish is homegrown in Mississippi, just like Penny Kemp, just like me, just like Marty Gamlin. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com, made in Macon, Mississippi. And visit Mississippi.org. It's on fire today. I'm talking about it. Hot, rolling. We'll be right back. I'm Steve.
Oh, 3 days without punching a time clock. 3 nights going nonstop. No work at all, play. I don't have to be me. Till Monday. I'm still trying to find.
Hey folks, Steve Azar here, and like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches, or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
For all your glass needs, call Venable Glass Services. Glass Networks, they're there to try and steer you to use their own glass shop. Well, you can tell your insurance you want to use Venable Glass, and there'll be no additional cost to them to get the highest quality glass. Venable Glass is locally owned and operated, and they do windshield replacement and rock repair right there in their shops. Or they'll even come to you in the Tri-County area for free. That's right, free mobile service. At Venable Glass, they also do frameless and frame shower doors, mirrors cut to size and installed, picture frame glass, tables, desktops, insulated glass, plexiglass, commercial storefronts, and heavy equipment glass. Venable Glass. They'll come out and give you a free estimate. They want to work hard for your business. Venable Glass. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Hey, there's two locations too, in Ridgeland at 660 Highway 51 North and Brandon at 209 Woodgate Drive South in Cross Gates. Check them out on the web at VenableGlass.com. Remember, for all your glass needs, call Venable Glass Services. 601-605-4444.
If recent hailstorms have invited Lurk the Leak into your home, call the experts at Watkins Construction and Roofing to find out what is lurking in your roof. Our rapid response roof team will be on top of your roof as soon as the next business day with a complimentary, honest assessment of your roof's condition and offer solutions to keep your home and family safe. Say goodbye, Lurk the Leak. Call Watkins Construction and Roofing today at 601-966-8233 or visit losetheleak.com. What do you have to lose but your leak?
At Clinton Body Shops, we want you to know that after an accident, you have the right to choose where to get your repair. We're continuing to follow our founder's mission. The late John Mosley believed consumers deserved to have their vehicles returned to their pre-accident condition using OEM parts and OEM repair procedures. Therefore, we're continuing OEM training and certification with as many manufacturers as possible. In fact, we now have more certifications from more automakers than any shop in Mississippi. Auto accidents can be very stressful, and the last thing you need is a repair that devalues your car and makes it unsafe. Because you have the right to choose, tell your insurer you want a Clinton Body Shop repair. Go to ClintonBodyShop.com, and as John used to say, we really do take pride in perfection.
Invasion by invitation, sent straight from Biden's White House. Roger Wicker saw it up close.
The signal was absolutely sent out. The Biden administration could not have created a more serious border crisis if they had tried.
The number of people crossing from the southern border has hit an all-time high.
Nearly 10,000 migrants a day.
Bad actors continue to exploit our porous southern border and to funnel criminals, fentanyl, and even suspected terrorists into our country.
Our border overrun. Americans less safe. Mississippi's Roger Wicker is fighting back. Wicker's message to Biden, priority number one is funding border security at home.
President Biden refuses to act, but Congress will.
Wicker authored and passed the Finish It Act to finish Trump's wall and end the invasion. Secure the border. Stand with Trump. Save America. Mississippi's Roger Wicker.
I'm Roger Wicker, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Wicker for Senate.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
From the time you were a little girl,
we have just a wee bit of In a Mississippi Minute left. I can say that. You know, my nickname at home here is called Weeby. I don't want anybody to know that. I have a publishing company called Weeby Writing. And never mind. We don't need to get into that. Superior Catfish is what we need to dig into. SuperiorCatfish.com, homegrown right here in Mississippi, about 30 minutes from Hell State, Macon, Mississippi. They take pride in what they do. I can tell you, I've been there. I've seen the whole process. Shout out to you guys. Visit Mississippi.org. I've been blessed to be the music and culture ambassador for Mississippi. It means the world to me. I love watching what we do for a living, make an economic impact, just like the Max Museum. We've got the president and CEO, Penny Kemp, on with me. I'm trying to be as articulate as possible today. I know you know that's difficult for me. But, and once again, I'm Gilligan, and I have the professor on the line. That's my, you know, that's how I feel. And you could be the skipper. You know, you know, skipper was smart too. Or Thurston Howell. Either way, I'm always Gilligan, you know. It's so funny. All right. I want to talk about the food because we have some food stuff. We're talking Chef David Cruz. I'm about to have Kat Cora as an old friend. I met her at Mississippi Rising. I was a fan of hers in the back of my tour bus watching her do her Iron Chef thing before I even knew she was from Mississippi. And then I realized she was from Mississippi, and then we met and we became friends. She's been so supportive of me over my career. No matter what I ask her to do, she's always there. But I'm going to have her on my radio show. She's going to be at the Mississippi Wine and Food Festival. She's going to be like the head honcho there. And I'm excited about having her on Mississippi soil. Chef David Cruz, always, he's in my neck of the woods, so I get to partake. But you've got there the annual Sip and Savor coming up.
That's right. That's right. And Kat's been here. She's been our headliner for it. We love her, of course, as well. But this year's annual Sip and Savor, it's always the first Saturday in April. So it's April 6th. And we've got the Gathering Girl, Chef Tori Loomis from Natchez.
Tori Loomis. I interrupted you. I'm sorry. Making sure. The Gathering.
That's right. Tori Loomis. She specializes in what she calls field to table. So she harvests, you know, hunts and brings it to life in a way that is, way Mississippians do best. So it's a spectacular fit. We're super excited about having her here. And then there will be well over 50 chefs, distillers, mixologists. So come have food. Pairings with craft cocktails or wines and other things paired with small bites from nearly 50 chefs all over Mississippi and the Southeast.
April 6th is Saturday, isn't it? Saturday?
April 6th is a Saturday. So we close down the front street in front of the Max, and it's a big, huge festival. It's beautiful weather. It's tons of fun. It's live music. We do it upright. Now, I will tell your listeners, if they have not been to downtown Meridian lately, they have not been. So you stay at the 3-foot hotel.
Yeah.
We have fabulous restaurants. We have live music on every corner, darn near every night. It's a phenomenal experience. So they come out for this guitar exhibit, come to your event, stay a couple of days. They'll go home talking about it for sure.
Let's talk about the guitar exhibit one more time. Let's bookend it with that because that's going to be going on a long time, and then I'll set you free.
Okay. So, I want to invite everybody to come to the Max, also known as Mississippi Arts and Entertainment Experience. It's in the middle of historic downtown Meridian. You can't miss it. Big, beautiful, contemporary building in the middle of some historic structures. We're going to have a guitar exhibit here opening on February 10th through May 11th. And during that time, we'll have live music, guitar demos, a wonderful event on February 22nd where you, our very own Steve Azar, will be performing along with good food from David Cruz. So we invite people to come out, see the exhibits, attend some of the special events. They can go to msarts.org/guitar. And check it out. I look forward to seeing you. I want to meet and talk to some good Mississippians, and let's get this story out there and have people coming back for more.
And annual Sip and Savor. How many years have y'all been doing this?
This is maybe the fourth. The pandemic screwed us up.
And I'm
happy to report that all of the ones that I went to, there was beautiful weather, by the way. And I think this is the fourth one, April 6th. And, it's a fantastic event. Now that is definitely kid friendly. I think when you were asking me the question earlier, it was about your event on February 22nd, but
my show is always PG. So there you go.
Check it out.
Well, Chef David Cruz, I can speak for him. He's excited about being there. I love pairing a great food and putting music and food together. Always is just it's a marriage that's always been made, especially in Mississippi. We do have our own style, and chefs, just like musicians, they go through a blender of inspirations of chefs and food people that inspired them, like we did musically, and then we come out our own person, right? And we have our own styles and our own traits. And he's got those in his own foods. And I'm telling you, I could close my eyes and you could put me in a line of chefs, and I can pick out Kat and I can pick out David. I really can.
Wow.
So anyway, so excited about that. Penny Kemp's been my guest. She is the president and CEO since December 23rd of the Max It is in Meridian, Mississippi. The museum, if you hadn't been there, you got to check it out. It is a true blessing for our Mississippi. Visit Mississippi.org. Always a great way to plan your road trip. And let's end it with our pals at Superior Catfish, homegrown, like our music is, right here in Mississippi. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. Penny, thank you for taking a Mississippi minute with me.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.